Upheaval Reckoning, Chapter 53, The Sons of Dominus. The fight between Gravitas, Tirado, and Black Rose proceeded wordlessly. For Tirado it was mostly because he didn't have anything else to say to Gravitas. It was also partly because he was far too busy fighting for his life. There was nothing flashy about Gravitas's fighting style, nothing graceful, clever, or even thematic. He wielded Aatrox, a round pillar of white stone, 10 feet in length and 1/2 foot in diameter, with both brutal power and ruthless efficiency. The famed Aatrox possessed a simple enchantment. It shattered protective barriers it struck, rendering nearly all magical protections useless. Like Celestia, Gravitas was a master abjurer and diviner, who favored using his spells purely for defensive purposes. He was covered in magical shields for both mind and body. He was also in a constant state of true sight, allowing him to pierce most illusions. Gravitas also moved like an alicorn half his size, twisting in the air and lashing out his hooves when the fight got in close, and maneuvering the massive Aatrox with ease. Tirado admired that simplicity. Gravitas specialized in fighting one way and forcing his enemies to fight his way. Against this formidable array, Black Rose had very little to work with for an attack. She flew at a distance, knowing that all it would take was a single strike from Aatrox to shatter most of her bones. Tirado himself abandoned any magical shield he had. When Aatrox swung at him in an overhead smash, he rammed his shoulder into it. Instead of crunch that came when flesh met stone, Aatrox flew back with a thud of hitting diamond-hard hide. As expected, Gravitas took this sudden resistance in stride. It was doubtful that this was the first time he was going to wield Aatrox against a skilled transmuter. Gravitas's answer to this defense proved simple enough. He swung harder. Aatrox spun and dipped before smashing into Tirado's side. Hurt forged armor plates crumpled against the blow. While Tirado's reinforcement held true, the force hurled him through the air, nearly slamming him into the ground before he could recover and gain some lift.
"This isn't what we agreed upon, Black Rose," Gravitas said. His voice was even, more stern disappointment than indignant fury. Even as he was talking, he closed the distance between the two of them. A faint green sheen emanated from Gravitas. It was a dimensional lock big enough to encompass Black Rose so long as Gravitas chased after her. Despite being chased down, Black Rose's tone remained confident.
"Certainly not, General. After all, I never agreed to anything. I said I was going to do something and that was it."
She dipped a shoulder in time to narrowly avoid having her wings torn off by a swing from Aatrox. Gravitas was about to swing again when Tirado gathered a small cloud of dirt from the surrounding air and sent it to swirl around him. His true sight useless against physical obscurement, Gravitas fell back. Black Rose quickly regained her distance. His ally, safe, Tirado gathered the dirt into 3 dagger-shaped clumps, hardened them into diamond and stabbed. All 3 struck Gravitas's shield and bounced off.
"Six's bones, how strong are those shields?"
Tirado surveyed his options. Even Celestia would have a difficult time breaking down Gravitas's abjuration work. He had no chance. Even with Celestia's stolen power back, Black Rose would need a lot of time to figure out Gravitas's defenses, time that the Alicorn General wasn't giving her. Overpowering them would be his best bet. Black Rose seemed to have come upon a similar conclusion. She had charged up a sunlight spear and was waiting on him. A combined attack would stand a better chance of collapsing those shields. Tirado had pondered it for a while now, but he still wasn't sure if he was impressed or insulted by Black Rose's use of his elder sister's signature attack spell. Unlike the steady radiance of Celestia's version, Black Rose's sunlight spear crackled like a mixture of sunlight and lightning. Arcs of energy fluctuated wildly, an outward sign of the dangerous dance Black Rose did along the edges of gathering as much power as possible and a fatal explosion. Her sunlight spear was imperfect, but he had to admit that its imperfection had its own beauty to it. He concentrated on his own spell.
now was no time to be distracted by his former student's accomplishments. Gravitas was well over 50 feet away. The dimensional lock emanating from him prevented any teleportation, including his, making it impossible to just appear next to him for an attack. Tirado did so anyway. He didn't need teleportation. All he needed was a page from Gravitas's strategy. A couple of flaps from his magically strengthened wings brought him within inches of Gravitas. Atrox was too large and too far away to swing at him from this distance. His magically hardened hoofs were not. He slammed one against Gravitas's face. The shield jarred him from hoof to shoulder, but the impact sent Gravitas flying towards Black Rose. The sunlight spear connected with a brilliant flash. Too brilliant, even for a sunlight spear. It took a while before the dazzle disappeared, faded. When it did, Gravitas was already charging Tirado. When Atrox struck what should have been flesh, however, all it encountered was a cloud of sand. Tirado swirled around Gravitas, then reformed above. His front hoofs lashed out again, smashing Gravitas's still protected back. It was difficult to tell if he was making any progress with breaking them. Was he feeling less resistance, or was it all in his mind? Atrox struck again, only to pass through the same cloud of sand. Tirado hardened the particles, turning them from mere sand into a storm of tiny diamonds. His whirlwind engulfed Gravitas, slashing away from all directions.
"You've developed a lot of fancy tricks with the toys you have, Prince Tirado," Gravitas said.
A burst of powerful dispelling magic erupted from the Elecon General, shunting Tirado into his original form. All he had was a second to look up to find Atrox flying end first towards his face. Dispelling, however, only forced him to revert to his original form. It did nothing to prevent him from him form-shifting again. Though not enough for a full transformation, that moment was enough for him to reinforce the bones and muscles. Atrox struck him full on, flinging him back.
"You have the reflexes of a proper hurt warrior as well. I wonder how much stronger you could have been if you had spent your time wisely instead of catering the whims of a deluded, doll-playing diplomat and a filth-covered filly who lifts her tail for the firstborn's tendrils."
Tirado's head was still ringing when he recovered altitude and position.
"I had thought you were above taunts, Gravitas," he said. "I suppose I shouldn't expect much from a pony who sent mortal assassins after his princess."
Before Gravitas could say anything, two sunlight spears struck him in succession. These ones were bigger than Black Rose's previous ones. Tirado looked away from the flash, despite being a good distance away and his reinforced height, the intense wave of heat that rolled from the explosions proved very uncomfortable.
"Do remember that you have two opponents, General," Black Rose called out.
She pouted when the blast cleared and revealed Gravitas still unharmed.
"I admit, even I am becoming impressed now."
"We've wasted enough time," Gravitas said.
His horn began to glow. It wasn't the flash that heralded a burst of magic, but the steadily increasing radiance of a building spell. The very air around them rippled with abjuration magic. For a single moment, a hint of worry crossed Black Rose's face. It was gone so quickly that it seemed more a figment of Tirado's imagination. A crushing weight fell on Tirado. He flapped his wings hard, but some invisible force dragged him inexorably from the sky. Out of the corner of his eye, Black Rose plummeted as well. He slammed into the snow-covered ground with enough force to send stones and earth flying everywhere. The impact knocked the breath out of him and banged his head so hard that stars burst in his vision. His teeth slammed into each other and his head rang as if it had a dozen giant bells lodged inside. It wasn't just the impact that hurt. Even though he was already on the ground, Tirado was still being forced downwards. It felt as if he had a mountain range sitting on his back while another one was tied under him. It was a battle just to draw breath, let alone stand up. He tried melding the soil, only to find that whatever was pushing down on him was also preventing him from casting anything. Above, Gravitas's steady wing beats grew louder.
"Where will your stubborn pride lead you, Prince Tirado?" Gravitas asked. You do not have what it takes to break my spell. Will you ask me to finish you off? Or will you stay silent and wait until you and your rebel student are crushed? How about I beat this spell and crush you?
Tirado couldn't actually say the words with all the strain on him. He couldn't move an inch and some cracks were starting to spread underneath.
Stubborn silence, I see, Gravitas said. When you get back to the Eternal Herd, Your Highness, set aside some time to meet with me. Of the three of you, you are the one that can still be salvaged.
The weight was increasing. Tirado couldn't breathe. He willed his magic force, but Gravitas' suppression proved too strong. He was going to have one embarrassing story to tell his sisters should they return to the herd at some point if this continued. A flash of familiar magic halted Tirado's thoughts. Necromancy. It was the one school of magic that he didn't encourage in Equestria beyond the simple process of using mana batteries. Even he didn't dare use more than the simplest spells most of the time. Necromancy was a filthy sort of magic. Celestia could never abide by even the sight of it. It was dangerous, it encouraged a reckless approach to acquiring magical power, and its failures were particularly virulent for both its caster and the environment. He had no intention of allowing necromancy to take deep roots in Equestria. Of course, Black Rose was the exception. It was Black Rose's necromancy rippling through the air at the moment. She had proven herself adept in wielding negative energy with that void knife. Her use and creation of mana batteries and stasis clones, as well as her successful revival of her soul-trapped officers, were all testaments to her mastery of life source manipulation. The Ascendancy ritual itself was a highly complicated necromantic feat, with many components gleaned from the six Ascendance nodes. The ripple grew stronger and stronger. Gravitas's hold wavered, enough for Tirado to stand up through colossal effort. The break in Gravitas's abjuration begged the question, how was Black Rose doing this? He looked towards his former student and found the answer. Several enormous mana batteries floated around Black Rose, enough to blow up all of Canterlot and everything in a 2-mile radius around it. No naturally occurring mana crystal could be as big as these. My prince. Black Rose's mental voice was strained and difficult to make out. That she could even get a spell out despite Gravitas' suppression proved just how powerful a boost she was getting.
Black Rose, Tirado thought. Just how many ponies did you harvest to create those?
500 spread evenly into 4 batteries, gathered since I first conceived this plan, a necessary step as the general is proving at the moment. 500 sacrifices. Tirado reeled, trying to imagine his former student harvesting 500 ponies over the years. He thought he understood the sort of monster his indulgence created. How naive. Beloved, listen, I can dispel his hold for a short time at the cost of all this power. It falls to you to finish him off. Will you really let the deaths of 500 ponies go to waste?
You're the one about to waste them. The two of us working together couldn't put a dent in his defenses, Black Rose. What sort of finishing blow are you talking about?
Gravitas may pick his battles poorly, but he's right about one thing. You do have a stubborn pride. Are you going to keep this charade up until you are destroyed and Equestria is left at the mercy of Gravitas or Oceanus? Sky Mirror Lake is a gigantic pool of grudge, a pretty veneer to cover the rage of thousands of drowned ponies condemned by the mare they thought was their great leader. Gravitas doesn't even realize it, but he is in necromancer territory. This fight was over the moment he decided to choose this place as his battleground. All you need to do is to stop pretending.
Great arcs of energy flowed from the 4 mana batteries towards Black Rose. Ever the gambler, she was making her move without consulting him. Gravitas had sensed the building energy. His suppression magic increased, but Black Rose still held on. Any hesitation on Tirado's part now would doom both of them to defeat.
No, part of him shouted. I will not use that grudge. I will not survive this fight by relying on the remnants of Oceanus's miserable cult.
A second line of thought, calmer and more pragmatic, answered.
Gravitas is too strong. I cannot beat him in single combat.
Black Rose is using her emergency plan. If this one passes me by, another one won't appear.
A powerful burst of dispelling exploded from Black Rose. All four mana batteries turned gray and shattered into fine dust. The suppression magic lifted and Terrado's magic came on command. Above, Gravitas reeled momentarily. There were only seconds between this dispelling and Gravitas renewing his attack. Terrado grit his teeth and began. Gravitas was about to recast his suppression when a shadow covered him completely. Terrado raised his gigantic foreleg and smashed several hundred pounds of reinforced muscle and bone into his foe. Gravitas's shield held true, but the impact sent him soaring into the walls he had erected around Sky Mirror Lake, smashing him through them as if they were made of twigs and leaves. He emerged from the other side and continued to hurtle through the air until he reached the lake. Terrado didn't need to fly over. He shifted to normal size and waited. Black Rose's teleportation spell carried both of them instantly to where Gravitas had righted himself. Black Rose didn't say a word to him in that instant between moving from one place to another, but her message was clear enough. Are you ready? When he emerged above the very center of Skymera Lake, his answer was still no. It was just as he and his sisters had feared. As the centuries passed, Daxarius's seals allowed magic from the Old Kingdom capital to slowly leak out. Apparently, Chrysalis and her changelings had done their best to conceal this. It couldn't have been too difficult. He and his sisters had been blindly confident in Daxarius's work. There was no hiding it from him now. The grudge from all who drowned in the Old Kingdom had pooled within Sky Mirror Lake. A necromancer of sufficient skill and power could use it to flood nearly all of the Heartland in death and decay. One who wasn't would be consumed. Even Black Rose didn't dare. This pool of raging grudge would swallow her whole and spit her out as a necrotic abomination for her trouble. Skilled as she was, this was her limit. Not so for Terrado. A long, long time ago, when he was still an idiotic colt, eager to make a name for himself beyond Surtborn or Celestia's little brother, he had delved into the art of necromancy as deeply as he could. His Majesty named you well, Your Highness. As the soil in the mortal world absorbs the dead and nourishes the living, so do you easily wield the forces of life and death. I cannot help you. Already you are a better necromancer than I ever hoped to be. Learning that Animus Arcam, as did most Alicorns, had little to teach him only made Terrado more enthusiastic. The gift for this school was a rare thing, even within the Eternal Herd. Terrado's time in this world showed a different side to this talent. It wasn't merely Celestia's disapproval that curbed his enthusiasm or the progress that ponies from the Old Kingdom had done with it. He had taught the art to his student, then turned to it when so desperately wanted to keep her. The results haunted him to this very instant. If that wasn't enough, it was more than that. There was only one other pony within the herd who had this potential since the Sixth Ascendant. The rush of power nearly drove Terrado off balance when he weaved the grudge into his magic. It was so easy to lose control. The grudge had a near sentience of its own, a will to inflict its agonized existence on everything. He could use this on Wovengard. Forget the pact. Fenrir would be expecting the Legion. He wouldn't be expecting a wave of foulness to decimate his land. By the time he would realize something was wrong, his own subjects would be gnawing on him. When Wovengard was barren, frozen wasteland, Usinium would be attacked by a horde of undead Wolven. After that, Ophidus would drown in a tide of undead Wolven and Ursans. Equestria would be free of enemies. And surrounded by foulness, a barren wasteland to the north, dark foreboding mountains to the west, and a fetid jungle to the south. All infested by undeath, corruption, and grudge. Necromancy wouldn't make things better. It would just make them worse. No, this grudge had to stay here. The look on Gravitas's face already showed that he understood what was about to happen. You wouldn't, he said. You are brash, stubborn and arrogant, but this black, wretched deed is beyond even you. You have no idea how right you are.
Torado growled.
His horns started to glow. Gravitas lashed out with both dispelling and suppression magic. Torado shoved them aside.
You're going to suffer for pushing me, Gravitas.
Black, smoky wisps, the long-hidden grudge within the lake made manifest by Torado's necromancy, rose. Gravitas found himself surrounded. For the first time since the fight started, his absolute confidence in his shields wavered. With all this power to unleash, options emerged. What did a stubborn, genocidal wretch like Gravitas deserve? A horrible, crippling curse? A vile, rotting disease? Should the arrogant Alicorn be chopped apart and sewn together with other body parts, then made to serve? Torado shook his head and concentrated. This shouldn't be something he should even be bothering with. The grudge was imposing itself, picking out some cruel way to be used when all he needed was to neutralize Gravitas. He had to pick something simple. A death spell would do. Snuff out Gravitas's life here and be done with it. Black Rose would prefer a more permanent end, but this had to suffice. The wisps gathered into a solid ring of blackness around Gravitas, closing in on him like a great choking claw. Torado's spell ground to a halt just as he was about to finish it. The circle of darkness trembled against Gravitas's powerful shields.
Insolent colt, Gravitas snarled. It's no secret that both sons of Sanctus Dominus possess necromantic gifts, not seen since the Sixth Ascendant. Did you think I would not have defenses?
Torado sweated despite the cold. For what felt like such a long time, he smiled fiercely. It had been a while since he had this kind of struggle. No pact, no having to rely on mortals, no little ponies to scare.
And what kind of defenses are they, Gravitas? He roared. A death ward, a magical circle. I'm going to rip your shields apart like paper and see if your soul's just as fragile.
More darkness gathered. The ring turned into a jagged, rolling circle of foulness. Agonized whispers and the putrid odor of stagnant water and rotting corpses wafted around and through them. There was no mistaking it this time. Gravitas's once unbending will wavered. The cracks around his shields were spreading. This struggle wasn't going to last much longer. Black Rose had raised her own wards against the howling mass of grudge building around them. All the grudge within the lake had steered up a veritable whirlwind of blackness above it. Something flew from past the wall where his siblings should be fighting, and fell into the water. Torado had a good idea what it was, and he dreaded having to fish it out later. Gravitas's resistance pushed back against the ring. Torado pushed out the distractions and concentrated on crushing the enemy. If this attack failed, Gravitas would not be caught in such a situation again. He had to be defeated here and now.
In the end, it is just as I feared, isn't it? Gravitas grunted.
He was barely audible amidst the angry whispers.
Dominus's daughters are weaklings and his sons are monsters. It's amazing how you can insult me, my sisters, and my father with a single sentence, Torado said.
The ring drew closer on Gravitas's fragile life.
When I send you back to the herd, you can tell His Majesty all about how low you think of his children.
So is it a matter of my low thinking? Gravitas asked. Look at what you're doing, Prince Torado. Look at the powers you wield and the company that you keep. Look beneath us and tell me to my face that your aims are noble.
No,
Torado said. The circle of blackness drew closer. This was like a hanging with the noose taking far too long in drawing tight. Something flew out of the water, some dark thing covered in grudge. It flew towards the wall and towards his sisters. Yet one more thing to take care of. He had to deal with this first.
I am so tired of explaining myself, Gravitas. Every pony disapproves, has a better idea or a different vision of what Equestria is or isn't. And I get all of them from the ponies I've aligned myself with. I don't need more from you.
The circle closed in. Gravitas's shields shattered like egg crushed beneath Torado's hoofs. He didn't need Celestia's dispelling skills to destroy what remained of Gravitas's abjurations. He got something close anyway. As soon as he shattered the shields, Black Rose dove in, systematically removing every bit of protection.
With Celestia's magical power, it would have been false play. Tirado moved in swiftly as well. Black Rose considered Gravitas a problem. That was as much of a goal they shared. Anything else, he had to oppose her.
"Stand aside, Black Rose," he said.
"My apologies, beloved, but I will not be satisfied with simply sending Gravitas back to the Eternal Herd."
Black Rose unleashed her magic. A crackling aura of both black and golden magical energy surrounded her.
"And the mortals show their true colors yet again," Gravitas said.
"Be silent," Black Rose hissed.
For all the time he had known her, Tirado could recall very few times Black Rose had ever shown any anger, and those were the times when she was much younger. To see that serene, confident expression on her face replaced by a flash of anger made something inside him jump. The instant was gone as quickly as it had arrived. Black Rose looked almost embarrassed for allowing herself to lose control in front of him.
"I wish we could continue striving for the same goal, but we part ways here yet again."
Black Rose looked to Gravitas, whom she had trapped in a powerful force barrier.
"You don't deserve the mercy of simply being censored, and I certainly don't relish the thought of spending any time in the herd with the likes of you."
Arcs of magic crackled around the barrier. Teleportation magic. The whispers that swirled around them were getting louder and more persistent. Wielding so much grudge after spending so long in avoiding this magnitude of necromancy was starting to take its toll. Tirado had to let go soon. He just needed to accomplish a few more things, starting with his treacherous former student. The first lance of blackness shot out of the whirling grudge behind and below Black Rose. It moved faster than a crossbow bolt, puncturing her shields as a spear would cardboard. She spun in mid-air in a quick flutter of wings, but the strike still grazed her. There was no physical wound. Wisps of golden light seeped out of the gash across one of Black Rose's wings. Small bits of Celestia's power were already making their way back to their rightful owner. Without a direct transfer, it would take some time, but the power of sunlight would be restored at last. A second void strike flew from above and in from Black Rose. This one hit the mark, piercing her shields and her chest. A torrent of sunlight, a golden beacon amidst the swirling blackness, poured from Black Rose's chest. She placed a hoof over the wound in some futile attempt to stem the flow of power.
"You must have known I'd get you as well if you maneuvered me to such a place of power," Tirado said. "Why did you go to these lengths, Black Rose? What have you planned?"
Despite her wound, Black Rose smiled.
"Why don't you start by listening beneath you, beloved? Can you hear it? It's the old kingdom coming to life in anticipation of its master."
"Oceanus isn't here," Tirado growled.
He readied another spell, but he was loath to attack now and prevent her from explaining anything more. Black Rose breathed heavily as she spoke.
"He doesn't have to be. You've underestimated the loyalty that the Firstborn has inspired among those who follow him. Even though it was flooded and sealed, even with the failure of the Six Companions, the Old Kingdom still awaits Oceanus faithfully. All I needed was to give it a sign. It was either one of Oceanus's prime servants or a facsimile, a ruse good enough to convince it that its master has arrived. If Oceanus is not here, then the other son of Sanctus Dominus raised in dark power and commanding ages-old grudge would suffice."
Still wielding Skymirror Lake's grudge, Tirado realized that it wasn't a matter of being led into a trap, but being forced into one. Black Rose had played him and Gravitas against each other. Something else was steering within Skymirror Lake, something more than this whirlwind of grudge. The whispers turned into a deeper, more audible chant. He didn't understand the exact words, but he knew what they were saying.
"Deep Father, Deep Father, Deep Father." "Wretched things," Tirado thought.
"Can't you even tell the difference between your Deep Father and some other alicorn?"
The answer, of course, was already clear to him. The wretched remnants of the Old Kingdom's fanatics had never even met Oceanus. They were guided by instinct, like blind, starving animals. He had a passing semblance and, after centuries of waiting, that was enough for them. Sky Mirror Lake itself rose up, covering them in a dome of reflective water. As the last of the power of sunlight leaked from her, Black Rose's smile only widened. "Let Celestia keep her power," she said. "I've observed her enough these days, and I believe she may yet have what it takes to keep Equestria safe. Let her keep the elements of harmony and Oceana's servant." Tirado's eyes widened. Regia Carnifex, the elements of harmony, her direct request, Clover the Clever's methods, all ruses. To confirm his thoughts, her gaze focused on him. "I placed my bet on the last pony the defender of Equestria expected to defend. Himself." Tirado let go of the grudge. He had to. He focused on a teleportation spell, but whatever magic flowed in within the waters also cut him off from the rest of the world. The waters rose and swirled as the last vestiges of Luxarius's weakened seals crumbled. "Don't worry, beloved. We'll wait for them at the heart of the Old Kingdom. There we will secure the future of Equestria together." The wall of water crashed against Tirado. He beat his wings and flailed his hoofs, but the unrelenting liquid darkness dragged him deeper and deeper into the depths.
Holy sweet Celestia, oh my god. Okay, Tirado, we knew that Tirado's domain is necromancy, or part of it, because in the chapter where Starswill the Bearded's coffin, was brought to Canterlot, he used necromancy to show the others the last lingering memories of Starswill the Bearded that were trapped in there. And yeah, as it looks, Black Rose has really planned for everything. I think it was back in Breaking Point when she called those Black Rose rebels together and formed them into mana batteries. Boah. So she has been planning this for quite some time, and she has planned for a confrontation with Gravitas. We also see that Gravitas doesn't wear his name without reason. He seems to be able to manipulate gravitation. What else would that force that pulls Tirado down and would pull him down even further? Even though he still is on, he is on the ground, what else would that be? And Gravitas's name is kind of a dead giveaway, I think. Yeah, and Black Rose has played both of them. She has, her plan was perfect. Perfect. I'm a little baffled right now. I'm still trying to wrap my head around this. She has planned every small detail. She played both of them perfectly, like she had written a script and both of them were just, acting according to that script. In her time, she must have been an outstanding military commander. I mean, we have her backstory that she had the Wolven too afraid to attack the Ursans on the retreat and such. But this just brings her planning skills to a whole new level. She has played Tirado from the start. Oh my god, that's hard. Sincerely yours for Japonia, and I'm really looking forward to see where this is going. Sincerely yours.